إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated into Al-Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed, every innovation in Islam is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah only is only misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah in its proper sense. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a word which is correct. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved the great success. عباد الله, O worshippers of Allah, it isn't hidden from you the greatness of the days and the month in which we are living right now. Because this month, this blessed month of Ramadan, is a season or a festival from the seasons of goodness. It is a path which has been laid in this dunya. However, it takes a person to the akhirah. It is a month like a guest, like a kind guest who only comes only once every year. And when this guest comes to us, brings many presents, many gifts and many glad tidings. However, this guest does not stay with us too long. Rather, he goes very quickly and then he does not return except for a time far away. And therefore it is upon every single person who is intelligent, wants goodness for himself, wants goodness for his family, that he seizes the opportunity and the blessings and the glad tidings that the guest of Ramadan comes with. And no doubt this month and these days which Allah has honored us with, in which He has allowed us to live in these days, they are the best days of the year. And it is the best months from the months of the year. For the days of Ramadan are days of goodness, days of seeking forgiveness, days of mercy, and the days of taqwa. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been legislated upon you, kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum, just as it was legislated upon those who came before you. Why? La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may have a taqwa. So therefore, the true essence and the primary objective of the month of Ramadan and fasting is at-taqwa. It is rectification of the heart. It is finding tranquility with Allah Jalla fil Ula. It is finding comfort and closeness with Allah Jalla fil Ula. Sometimes a fasting person will ask, how do I know if my fasting is being accepted? And the answer is that whilst you are fasting, in the day of your fasting, if you find the tranquility with Allah, if you find the sweetness of the fast, if you feel close to Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is a glad tiding for you. And every Muslim who is intelligent, who attaches importance to his akhirah, to the hereafter, he knows how great and severe his sins are. And he knows and he appreciates how little the days are. And therefore upon us is to seize this opportunity for goodness and good deeds and seeking forgiveness. And that we don't waste this amazing opportunity. Why? Because life is short. And the days are quick. And the sins are deep. And the hearts have already been hardened. Ibadallah, we should know the reality and the essence of fasting. It isn't only leaving food and drink. This isn't the Sawm al-Taqwa. This isn't the Sawm of al-Taqwa. Rather, Allah is not in need of our hunger. Allah is not in need of our thirst. Allah doesn't intend to punish us by keeping us thirsty throughout the long days and keeping us hungry throughout the long days. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, explaining the reality of fasting, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, whoever does not abandon false speech, foolish speech, ignorant speech, and acting upon it, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً, then Allah has no need for a person, أَنْ يَدَعْ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ, that a person should abandon his food and his drink. So whoever wants to fast, the fast of at-taqwa, then let his tongue fast before his stomach fasts. So he should only speak with goodness. He should occupy his tongue with the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah. Whoever wants to fast the fast of at-taqwa, then let his sight and his eyes fast before his stomach fasts. So he doesn't look towards the muharramat, and he occupies and uses his sight with that which is pleasing to Allah. Whoever wants to fast the fast of at-taqwa, then let him fast with his ears before he fasts with his stomach. So he doesn't listen to music. And he doesn't waste his time with anashid. Rather, he listens to Quran and he listens to knowledge. And whoever wants to fast the fast of at-taqwa, then let him fast with his heart and his mind before he fasts with his stomach. And let him fast with his limbs, his hand and his feet before he fasts with the stomach. And this is the fasting of at-taqwa. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-sawmu junnah," that fasting, it is a shield, it is a protection, it protects a person from shaitan, it shields a person away from his lowly desires. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ, so if it is a day in which you are fasting, فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ, they don't speak with foolishness. Don't behave in an ignorant manner. وَإِذَا سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ. Even if a person, he comes and he takes your right, and you have a right to reply back. So he insults you, he swears, he even fights you, and your right is to defend yourself and answer him back. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us of a special characteristic in Ramadan. فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Then respond to him by only saying, I am fasting, I am fasting. And as for a person who the only difference in which, in a day in which he is fasting and a day in which he is not fasting, is the state of his stomach and the hunger that he feels, and this is the only difference between the 2 days, then this is a waste. This person has wasted his day and wasted his food and drink. If yesterday we were full of food and drink, and today the only difference is that we are hungry and thirsty, then this is a wastage. This is wasting of our energy and our eating and drinking. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. Perhaps a person will fast and he does not benefit anything from his fasting except hunger. وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ. And perhaps a person stays awake at night and he prays the night prayer. However, he does not benefit anything from his prayer except tiredness. And this is regarding that person whose fasting is only the fasting of the stomach. And as for the eyes and the ears and the heart and the tongue and the limbs, then it is like he's not fasting. And the Salaf, the great Imams, the scholars who came before us, the Sahaba before them, their fasting was known even in their appearance. Their fasting was known even in how they walk and talk. Their neighbors used to know that they are fasting. Jabir radiallahu anhumah, he said, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ بَصَرُكَ. If you are fasting, then let your sight also fast. وَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ. And if you are fasting, then let your hearing also fast. وَلْيَصُمْ لِسَانُكَ. And if you are fasting, then let your tongue also fast. مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَآثِمِ. Away from lying, away from sinning. وَدَعْ عَنْكَ أَذَا الْجَارِ. And don't even irritate your neighbor. If you are fasting, even your neighbor, do not irritate him. وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ وَقَارٌ وَسَكِينَةٌ. And when you are fasting, then there should be upon you a nobility. There should be upon you a calmness. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمَ فِطْرِكَ سَوَاءٌ. And do not make a day in which you are fasting and a day in which you are not fasting equal. And this is regarding that person, as I mentioned, whom the only difference for him in which he is fast and he doesn't fast is the food that he eats. And you should know that staying away from eating and drinking during the day of Ramadan, this is the absolute minimum fasting, the absolute minimum level, which every common person has to do. And this isn't the fasting of at-taqwa. So brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. And let us fast the fast of at-taqwa, and not merely the fasting of the stomach. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, these days in which Allah has honored us, the days of Ramadan, that come very slowly and yet they depart very quickly, let us fill these days with iman. Let us fill these days with having hope in the reward and the mercy of Allah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man sama Ramadan imanan wahtisaban, Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with these two things, with Iman and Ihtisab. Iman, our belief in our belief in Allah. Ihtisab, our hope in Allah. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Then and only then will his previous sins be forgiven. So upon every single person is to fill his days with dhikr. Fill his days with istighfar, with seeking forgiveness and dua. We should fill our days with goodness and service and aiding the creation. We should fill our days with prayers, with the recitation of the Quran, with charity and other acts of goodness. And as for a person who wastes his fasting days, then he is upon danger. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrates an amazing, profound hadith with regards to this meaning. He says, سعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم المنبر. That one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he climbed the pulpit. ثم قال آمين آمين آمين. And then all of a sudden he said آمين آمين آمين. Like this, without saying anything else. So the companions, they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, سعدت المنبر. You climbed the minbar, you climbed the pulpit. ثُمَّ قُلْتَ آمِين ثَلَاثًا. And then you said آمِين three times without anything else. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَتَانِي جِبْرِيل. That Jibreel, he came to me. And he said, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. That whoever lived up until Ramadan, however, his sins were not forgiven in the month of Ramadan, then Allah has caused him to be distant. And then I said, Ameen. And then he said to the companions, Qulu Ameen. All of you say Ameen. And the companion said, Ameen. And then he said, Man adraka walidayhi fi kibarihima. That whoever lived with his parents whilst they were old, walam yughfar lahu, and his sins were not forgiven, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will cause him to be distanced. Then the Prophet said, Ameen. And he said, قُولُوا Ameen. He said to the companion, say Ameen. And the companion said, Ameen. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ. Whoever in front of whom I was mentioned, my name was mentioned, and he did not send a salatu wassalam upon me, أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will cause him to be distanced. And then he said, Ameen. And then he said to the companions, Qulu Ameen, and all of them would say Ameen. What do you think, O brothers? Regarding a dua which is made by Jibreel alayhi salam, and the Ameen is by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the rest of the companions, all of them say Ameen. Is this a dua which will be rejected? And the hadith, Hassanahu Albani rahimullah. And why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam make this dua? Because in the month of Ramadan, the doors of Jannah are opened, and yet a person does not enter through them. The doors of Jahannam are closed, and yet a person still knocks on the doors. So this amazing opportunity that Allah has opened for the people, made it so easy, forgives the sins of the people, and yet some people are negligent. No istighfar, no dua, no dhikr. And I don't say this, O brothers, so that we should be despondent or lose hope in Allah, but only because of the amazing opportunity and the great glad tidings that come with this month. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الكفر والكافرين. اللهم أعز التوحيد والموحدين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين، اللهم نفس هم المهمومين، وفرج كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا، اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.